Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hello, my name is Candace. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I think so.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
Joaquin McCallum.
Right. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
I was diagnosed with the stuff, but I mean, yes, we can go through it.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Correct.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. And this was for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
And when were you diagnosed?
You said when?
Yes.
August of 2023.
23. And do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
B cell.
Okay, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 35. It was last year.
35. And were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work or both? At home. Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No,
Okay.
I was on one maintaining the grass and using a weed killer.
Oh, I see. Okay. And can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
7207 Fork Circle. And that's in Pennington, New Jersey, 08534.
That was, what was the street name?
Fork, Forge, Circle.
O-R-G-E. Okay, thank you. And how many years would you say you've been spraying Roundup for?
13 years.
13. Would you say that you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I used it on like twice a week.
Twice a week for 13 years?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Right. And then that home address where you were spraying the Roundup, was it? It was 7207 Forge Circle.
Yes.
And the zip code was 08534.
Correct.
Is that your current home address?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right, HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. Diabetes, lupus, arthritis?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
All right. And can you spell your first and last name for me?
J-H-Y-K-E-E-M. Last name, McCallum, McCallum.
Okay. And first name was J-H-Y-K-E-E-M?
Right.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
No.
Thank you. Are you married?
No, single.
Right. And what is your date of birth?
May the 7th, 1988.
Right. And the last four digits of your social?
9094.
That was 9094?
Correct.
Okay. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I was having like shortness of breath, migraines, fever, and like night sweats.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. And how'd you know it was related to Roundup, though?
Because I went to the doctors and I did a biopsy and like MRI and stuff like that, blood tests.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All of my paperwork. And it led back to that.
Okay, so then you found out the connection around the same time you were diagnosed in 2023?
Correct.
Okay, and what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'7", I weigh 209.
And then is this your main cell phone number to reach you at?
Correct.
Can I get your email?
It's my first name at gmail.com.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
I'll say 2010.
And then when did you stop? What year was that?
2023.
And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
Two times a week. So about 10 to 12 times a month.
Okay. Were you wearing any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, because I didn't necessarily know that I had to wear protective gear because I was using it in a spray bottle, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not like I was spraying it on myself. I was just treating the grass, the weeds.
Right. And you only use the Roundup in New Jersey?
Correct.
And if you had to estimate how many exposures you've had to Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say? So just a rough estimate of how many times you think you used it.
I mean, for a course of 13 years, like, I can't, don't know the math for that. And I was on it twice a week.
Mm-hmm. You could say over.
I mean, I was used twice a week. It's over 1,000 times, like 1,500.
Okay. And have you been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And do you get your water from a well?
No.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate, premix?
Concentrated.
Okay. Do you remember where you were purchasing it from?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I do. Well, not no empty bottles, but I can pull up some receipts on a Home Depot credit card.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Not at the moment.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
And how much time do you think you've lost?
I've been out of work ever since I was diagnosed in August 2023. So a year and 2 months.
Yeah, okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get the name of your treating facility where you were diagnosed?
Capital Health Medical Regional Center.
Is that the one on
Hopewell? One Capital Way. And it's in New Jersey, 85-4.
Oh, one Capital
Way? Right by my house. Yes.
One Capital. Oh, okay, I see that. Thank you. And then what is your physician's name?
Dr. Emily Chen.
Right. And then when was the first time you were treated?
I was in the hospital for 7 days.
For 7 days?
So, yeah. So I was treated when I was diagnosed in August. I don't remember the exact date. I would have to go to the portal and look it all up. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. I can put August of 2023 was when you were first treated. And then the last time you were treated?
I'm still in remission.
Okay. And as far as the treatment, was it chemo, radiation, or?
Chemotherapy. And antibiotics. I go to chemotherapy twice a 2 weeks.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue your case. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, you could do 609-558-7351.
And does this person live with you?
No, that's my mother.
Your mother. And can I get her first and last name?
Darlene, same last name, McAllen.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It stopped me from like doing what I normally do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Like exercising and taking long walks, jogging. I'll be so tired and I get shortness of breath.
Shortness of breath?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you doing now?
I'm a little fine today.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. And are you familiar with DocuSign? Have you used that before?
Yes, yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay. You could text it, I guess.
Okay. Did you receive it?
No, not yet. I'll go shoot it on.
Okay, let me check.
Excuse me.
I just sent it again.
Yes, I have it.
Okay. All right. And then while you're looking through that, I'm also going to send you a text for my direct line just so you have my number in case you had any questions at all.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I just received it. And then I sent that text over. That's all I need from you. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No. How does this work? Like with the attorneys and all that?
So they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But if you haven't heard from them, you can send me a text or a call, and I'll transfer you over to them myself so that we can get it started. But they will give you a call within max maybe 3 days.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Of course. And if you haven't heard anything, just let me know, and I'll give you a call back, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I hope everything goes well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. Have a good day.
You too.